That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Do you like what you see?
Penetration? Who's gonna be penetrated?
Why are there sharks on the moon?
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
Hey, it's Wish.com Eric Roberts.
The terrible Australian Bee Jamine.
We're being watched. Oh no, the actors have become self-aware. They know we're watching them.
Professor Science Batch.
All these actors are hard Canadian 30s.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That movie's so tight.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven.
No, you're not. You're banned.
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
I bet you he made anal.
That's not how you should.
Adult themes.
I like how they're still wet even after the next day.
Then it comes back on and it's an ad from Wild Secrets.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Would you like to touch what you see?
Listen! I don't have anything to say to you except don't call me anymore!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
I got molested in the little boy's room!
G'day everyone, this is B. Jermaine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to episode 21. Oh, sorry, I'll say that again. Episode 121. I apologize for that. On the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. And with me, as always, are my two very awesome co-hosts. The one, first up, the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy, how are you?
Hey, hey. Yes, I'm here. The other half of the Australians with an insane dog trying to attack me and we just started recording. Freddie,
yes.
Quit with the attitude, buddy. Yes. I'm here. It's horror month. I'm excited. Let's go.
Indeed, indeed. I just got to say, Marcy, before we go any further, Freddie, you're probably not going to get this reference, but for those out there who are in the know, will, Freddie is the Karen the emu to you. You just have to push him back to stop him from annoy you.
He really got to stop today. He's on one. No, down. Anyway.
But anyways, though, also anyways. With us, of course, is our Canadian, yes, is our Canadian portion of this podcast, the one, the only, Professor Batch. Hello, Batch, how are you?
Oh, it is a spooky month, and I am ready for more frivolity on this podcast.
Indeed, indeed. I'm very excited for this episode as well. Unfortunately, our regular co-host, Colin, isn't here tonight because, like, he mysteriously went out, like, Craven called him to go out and get a wedding cake for Toby and Louise's wedding, but that was a couple of episodes ago, so I don't know why he's asking Colin to go out and get another cake.
Again, that was the excuse last time. What's this? You can't use the same excuse twice.
I know, but then again, this is Craven we're talking about, and he is banned from
He's still banned. Never going to be on this show again.
Exactly.
Never.
Exactly. But
we've got a hard line about slaughtering people's families on this show. We may see a lot of borderline offensive stuff on this show, but you can't slaughter someone's family.
Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. But however, though, it is my episode for this week.
Oh, God damn it, Bede.
In honor of horror.
I'm getting an ulcer. This show's giving me an ulcer from your picks, Bede.
I mean, it wouldn't be my picks if nobody was getting any ulcers from them, but that's beside the point. However, though, I have a good one for this week, and believe me, this is one of the weird ones that I always pick that may or may not break the podcast. This is an legit good movie.
This is a to-be-fair movie.
This is a to-be-fair movie, somewhat, but it does feature an actor who we all love and adore. That, of course, is Sir Nicolas Cage in Willy's Wonderland.
All right, giggity giggity.
Chosen well this week. Got to commend you for that, Bede.
Indeed. It wasn't originally my pick I was going to do for this episode, but when I found out that this movie was on Tubi, at least in the US, I immediately knew it had to be the topic for this episode of the show. And of course, it's Nick Cage, so you can't go wrong there. But also, we have the Five Nights at Freddy movie coming out very soon. So in a way, it's just basically us doing a movie that's kind of somewhat of a pre-ripoff of that movie.
Bead, you know how excited I am for this pick of yours?
How excited are you, Batch?
That's how excited I am.
Indeed,
that's
indeed.
That's how excited we all are, actually.
I'll save here. But, before we actually get to the rundown of the rules for this show, guys, we actually have a sponsor for today's episode.
Yeah, nice, finally.
Very shocked that there was like some massive sponsor that we've got. Like, what's going on?
Is it Wild Secrets? It has to be Wild Secrets.
I would put my money on it being Wild Secrets, surely.
Yeah, it has to be. It's either that or Love Honey. Or maybe, finally, Tubi have gotten around to us and actually are our official sponsor for this show.
Nice.
I mean...
So I guess... Have you guys heard the ad? I was told we weren't allowed to play the ad before we had to play it live.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I haven't heard it yet. Yeah.
Mm.
Interesting, but...
So I'm hoping... Yeah, I am intrigued,
Big things for this podcast. We finally have a good sponsor.
Exactly. So I'm both intrigued and excited to hear the sponsor. So let's get to it. Here's a word from today's episode's sponsor.
We have an announcer.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
Here is a word from this big paid sponsor. Enjoy.
Hey there, you marks, it's me, Craven the Hunter. You may have banned me from this show, but I am always much smarter than all three of you. So I just want to take this opportunity on this paid ad that to announce to everyone that I am doing my own Tubi Tuesday show, spelled 2-O-O-S-D-A-Y, because it's completely different. Nothing like your show. On my show, we're going to be doing commentaries on movies like Night Killer and Blood Rage, and doing much better commentaries than you guys did on your shitty Tubi Tuesday show. It's going to me and Colin, because I like him the best, and the rest of you suck. So, bye, losers. Suck it, and I'm not paying for this ad.
Excuse me, Craven!
Motherfucker! Can he do that?
Like, he can't do that!
You know what? He can't create his own Tubi Tuesday-related podcast. This is bullshit.
Somebody get Lewis Lasser on the phone.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to call Lewis on this, because this can't be legal, right, guys?
He legally can't
create a podcast on the Pop4D feed that's called Tubi Tuesdays, spelled 2-O-O-S-D-A-Y, starring him. And Colin, is that why Colin's not here? Is he recording the Tubi Tuesday podcast? Has Colin left us for Craven?
I don't know.
Is Colin a double agent?
Has Colin been bought out like any wrestler from the old days of the WCW to the WWE? I don't know. I'm scared, guys. We need to find out from Colin later. That is why he's gone for the wedding cake, because he's deserted us. No!
And what do you mean you're going to do Night Killer and Blood Rage? We've already done those.
We've done those. He's really trying to rip us off right now.
He is so petty. He is a petty, petty man.
He's trying to rip us off like the Asylum do with their mockbusters, except he's actually doing the movies themselves.
I don't know who I'm more pissed off about right now. Craven doing this shit or Freddy just being a pain in the ass today. Dude.
Craven trained Freddy to be a pain in the ass.
I think he did.
Yes.
Look, me and Craven were cool, but he took an elephant to the wedding and it hit me in the head. We are not cool anymore. He really should be regretting that.
Something in the elephant hit you in the head.
It was his trunk. I don't know anything else.
And also, let's not forget, he brought Baby Kraven into this world, so I am a little bit scared every time Baby Kraven's around.
And Baby Kraven is the bane of your existence.
He pretty much is now that I'm on no longer in a feud with Ninja Terminator Tubi, but that's beside the point.
Yeah. Yes.
But anyways, though, with all that, like, bombshell out of the way, we might as well get straight to the movie. So what you need to do, people, is look up the film Willy's Wonderland if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. However, if it isn't, I'm pretty sure it's playing on other streaming services as well. So it's pretty easy to find. So we're going to count down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion, so if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound.
Oh, no, not the beast! Not the beast! Ah!
Yes. And Batch will play the sound again when the ads are over, so that way you can restart the film, but we'll also make sure to give timestamps as well, just to play it safe. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Willy's Wonderland, first of all, how fucking dare you not watch this movie?
This movie's brilliant.
It is.
Exactly. But I'm pretty sure, on its own, this audio commentary will still be a fun listen to regardless. So, Marcy, Batch, are you ready to take a trip to Wonderland with Nick Cage in Willy's Wonderland?
I was
I'm not high for this, not for this yet.
All right, let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
I don't know how to count down with my hands anymore.
I don't know either.
So let's start this episode off with what's Batch smoking. So
yeah, you guys, right. What's Batch smoking?
Yes. Thank you for the intro. We just need to get a jingle for this segment.
Yes, yes. We'll work on the jingle.
So right now, Batch is smoking some Killer Kush from One Plant. Really nice indica, coming at 32% and 3% terpenes.
Nice.
Sounds delightful. I just want to say, for the record, I knew I had to introduce the sponsor, but I was not aware it was Kraven because I like.
That's all right, Mr. That's all right, Mr.
The announcer's broken up about it.
Exactly. He's very broken up about it. Poor announcer. Oh, here we go. Here's the best song in the entire movie. It's your birthday,
so let's play, everyone.
You may want.
Yes. Oh, Cherry Moon Zombie. Oh, wait, that's not her.
Are you guys going to sing this to me on my birthday?
Of course. We'll
get sensitive Victor Crowley to sing it to you on your birthday.
It's your birthday!
Who knows, he might even just come by earlier and later on in the episode and actually sing it live. Because I think he does have a record deal now from last I remember.
Yes.
Oh no, my husband has been taken.
He's been tooken.
Tooken. Quick, someone call Liam Neeson.
Sorry, guys, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
My audio, like, my normal microphone just shit itself, so I completely just cut out. And
yeah, restart the voice mod software.
No, it did that, and it was still fucking up. So, like, my actual microphone, so I'm just using my headset microphone now. I've had to, like, adjust all the settings on the recording and on Discord.
Kraven's fucking with your gear through the internet. He's hacked your computer.
Kraven was pissed off that the guy he hired for the sponsor read was actually on our side.
Yes.
Yes.
He's watching right now.
His name is Bicolus Rage.
Title card! Rage.
Now, we've all seen this film, and we all enjoy it. Yes. So this is quite rare on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
Yes, this doesn't happen often.
Yeah, this is one of those rare movies that, A, we've all seen, and B, we all like, so.
This is what we call a ceasefire pick.
Yes.
This is where we just need to chill and relax for once and not be massively confused by everything.
Exactly. But somehow, though, Marcy, even though you've seen this movie before, I still reckon you're still going to be confused.
I'm going to be so confused. I mean...
I needed some soda pop and some pinball for this movie.
Yes.
Yes.
100%. And I needed Nicolas Cage's outfits.
He needs to wear some snakeskin boots.
I mean, close enough.
He needs to wear that suit with the other explosives on it from that Asian movie he was in.
Yes.
Oh, no.
That's a Tubi movie we have to do when that comes on eventually.
Yes.
Tubi needs more Nicolas Cage movies. Just saying.
Exactly. Is the composer of this movie named Emo? Or Emo with an I at the end?
I could not tell what that was.
He lives on Punch Soda.
Yes.
I need my punch. Hello, everyone. It's me, Nick Cage. Don't mind me. I'm just going to... I'm pretty good, thanks. Now, as everyone knows, I don't have any dialogue in this movie, so I'm actually going to tell everybody what my dialogue is throughout the whole movie, what I was saying inside my head.
So, what was going on at this moment in the film, Mr. Cage?
I was thinking, oh no, I'm on the set of Maximum Overdrive. I better snort some cocaine with Stephen King.
Well, that movie, I think, is on Tubi as well.
Well, it is. See, that movie is the Stephen King movie I wish I was in.
You could have played the truck. Because
it reflects everything that goes on my head.
Yeah, you could have played the truck.
I wanted to play the Green Goblin truck.
Mm. Nicolas Cage, you should be the Green Goblin.
I should be. I could go around and say stuff like, I'll get you for this, Spider-Man!
I mean, it works for me.
Oh, man, this mirror.
I'm so glad that someone is banned, or he would not just... You meant the Spider-Man word, and you don't want to get him started.
True.
So, woo! Breath of fresh air. It's so light here.
We can actually talk about Spider-Man on this show now.
We can now. Hey, did you know I host another Spider-Man podcast called Web Tales, available on its own feed?
Wait, you do?
Comes out every Tuesday.
This is the first I've heard about this.
Freddie, can you stop crying and whinging and moaning?
No.
Well, now I don't have my big chunky microphone. If he wants to sit on my lap, he can. Because I got the mic right next to my mouth. It's Willy's Wonderland.
Burn that place to the ground.
This is for not letting me have my birthday there yesterday.
That's where I want to have my birthday this year.
I mean, me too. Let's have a combined birthday party at Willy's Wonderland.
We will. Oh, Freddie, what's the matter, buddy? Do you want to go to Willy's Wonderland?
They should make Willy's Wonderland a giant horror-themed barcade.
Yes.
Yes.
Or even like one of those, like, you know, like how they have those, what are they called? Horror Nights at Universal Studios. They should have that as like as an attraction there.
Don't lick my face, Freddy.
I arrested this young girl because she wasn't committing to sparkle motion.
I understood that reference.
Indeed. Because it is that lady from Donnie Darko.
Nick, what are you thinking of this scene right here?
Oh, I was thinking, like, that guy looks like a conspiracy theorist. And you know what? Unlike everyone at all, that young girl, I am totally going to commit to sparkle motion. Because I could go around through this. I'm committing.
Yeah, I mean, you would do well in sparkle motion.
Indeed. I'm actually going to change my name from Nicolas Cage to Cagel Motion.
Or Nicolas Sparkle.
Well, that too, but that's beside the point. And also,
Sparkle Cage is pretty badass.
I gotta be Sparkle Cage.
Yeah, I like
Sparkle, 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 Sparkle.
Whoa!
Yeah, you're like if Johnny Cage was fabulous.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Great, I'm locked up like Lee Whannell in Saw.
Oh, no.
Would you like to play a game?
Yes.
I don't have that sound effect for this episode because it's part of the freebies for this week.
Would you like to play a game?
Ooh.
Oh, it's Jigsaw.
I'm the leader.
Hello.
And who am I say?
Yeah.
Hello, Jigsaw.
I have Jigsaw. Your rebels fallen.
Oh.
Oh.
And he's trapped in one of my games.
Oh.
Unless. I didn't think to play that. Okay, I didn't think to play that far ahead.
Oh,
I've been calling
okay.
it a trap. But I.
He's just stuck there.
My bad. I'll let him go.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Sorry.
Well,
you're very actually, polite, you know Jigsaw.
Polite Jigsaw.
New character, folks. Polite Jigsaw.
Polite Jigsaw.
Well, I mean, we have said to evict the. I mean, we have said to evict the Crowley. We might as well have. Polite
Why not?
Jigsaw.
Why not?
Polite Jigsaw. He's very Canadian.
He's very Canadian.
First of all, I'm not the redneck Harvey Weinstein, so stop looking at me like that behind those glasses.
Oh. Damn. Damn.
Hashtag sensitive Jigsaw.
Sensitive Vic Jigsaw. Polite,
polite
Jigsaw.
Polite
yes.
Jigsaw. With sensitive
Nicolas
Victor
Cage
Crowley.
Yes. Nicolas Cage is Johnny Cage in Willy's Wonderland.
Oh my god, Freddy.
Actually, you know what? We could easily tie this back into our previous episodes because this town is not far from where Tucker and Dale live.
Yep.
And also, you know what?
Room on my
how do we link it back to porno? We haven't even dissected last week's show.
I'm trying to forget some scenes from that movie.
Well, I figured it out. I figured it out because in this movie, spoilers for this
Rich.
Movie, we find out that the Willy's Wonderland robots have the souls of cult members.
Oh.
So the cult members are the same ones who made the evil porno film in porno.
Well, that makes
well
sense,
done,
actually.
Sir. Well done.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Why has it got the rating up on the screen? Apologize if you can hear Freddy. He's on one today.
I can't even hear him from this end, but I'll hear him back in the
probably. He sounds
Here's
like
what
I was
thinking in the scene.
He sounds like Gary Nolte.
I'm just thinking to myself in the scene, man, where can I get that hat of Willy's?
I'm just surprised they didn't hire Dave Foley, since it looks like him.
No, that's, I got this guy, this was meant to be Burt Reynolds in Dukes of Hazzard, but we couldn't afford him.
Oh.
And also he died, but that's beside the point.
Well, yeah. Oh, can I enjoy this movie now?
Oh no, this movie's gone meta. They're watching Willy's Wonderland in Willy's Wonderland.
This is the movie that happens when you can't get the rights to a Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yes, essentially.
But it's probably going to be the better one.
Yeah, it probably will be.
I mean, I'm going to go see the movie with an open mind, so.
Yeah, I am as well, but I have a feeling. But I'm going to be like, I mean, this movie's good, but it needs more Nick Cage.
Yeah, probably.
It's a very subdued Nick Cage. How much?
Yes.
How much better if in the second one he just goes full tilt Nick Cage?
Yeah, they should do part two, and instead of him
not talking,
talking,
but just screaming.
Yeah, if he
for
just
no reason.
He doesn't talk, he screams. It's just screaming.
Yes.
Freddy will do.
See,
the
I'm
going to
say this right
him.
Now.
Hold on,
these animals are terrifying and grotesque. How much are they? I want to buy them.
I put the microphone near Freddy and then he stops.
Turd. He's camera shy, Freddy.
And for the record, Freddy is not called Freddy because of Five Nights at Freddy's. He's Freddy for Freddie Mercury.
Yes. Yes.
Do you know how many people have asked me and asked if it's Five Nights at Freddy's? And I'm like, when you've got Freddy Krueger, are you really asking me that? Even though it's
yes.
neither of them.
I really want that Willy's Wonderland shirt.
Yeah, I was going to say, we need matching shirts for Willy's Wonderland.
Yes. Why is it that every, like, corrupt boss in a small country town looks like Boss Hog?
Because they all shop at Fancy Dan's.
Well, that is true.
I was just going to say, because it was the style at the time.
But this was only 2 years ago.
It's still the style at the time.
It's retro.
Now the movie is about to go into territory where Bede finds it very very relatable.
I do.
Not relatable.
I do. You know, see, you know what? This movie really, and I'm not even joking when I say this, this movie speaks to me because in real life, when I'm not doing a billion podcasts, I work for a cleaning company as a cleaner. I get paid very well for my job, so I'm not complaining about it at all. But everything that Nick Cage goes through in this movie, where all he wants to do is just clean up the entire building, and then when once the Willy's Wonderland creatures come alive and start annoying him, I relate so much, because there's nothing worse when you're just going around cleaning and you got people coming in, like making everything dirty and being an obstacle in your way. I relate to Nick Cage's character so much in this film.
I bet you wish you had your like sodas and pinball machines for when that happens.
Indeed, indeed.
But the question is, though, Bede, at your job, have you ever been attacked by animatronics that have come to life?
More than once.
I haven't, but I've had the occasional run-in with a homeless person or a druggie.
I mean, there's not much difference, is there?
Well, not really, but luckily I haven't been attacked by anyone, but I have been in arguments.
Oh.
But let's just say, those people picked the wrong day to mess with me, because I woke up that day in a bad mood and they didn't want to mess with me that day.
I mean, I feel that today,
actually.
That was
their worst mistake.
I'm like, no one better piss me off today, otherwise I'm going to have like my I'm trying to think of the movie, falling down day, where I'm just going to lose it and go like ape shit. Maybe not in the way Michael Douglas does, but...
Marcy, I'm sending my positivity to you right now.
Oh, thank you, Batch.
I'm sending my positivity to you as well, Marcy. And everyone listening out there or watching the video podcast, send all your positivity to Marcy.
Yes.
Put your fingers to your earbuds and send some positive vibes, eh?
Yes. Or, you know, just scissor me. Scissors.
Oh, scissors. Yes.
Scissors. Scissor me, daddy. Ass. Oh, I think we got an ad. 16:20.
16 minutes in. Oh, it's Gordon Ramsay again.
No, not the beard! Not the beard!
Oh, it's a quick ad. And we're back. 16:21, guys.
Now.
Oh,
no,
not the beard!
We have to play it two times.
It suits the scene.
And when we come back...
Oh, Freddie, what do you want, honey? Why are you an annoying puppy today? The weather's been terrible. No. It's raining. He can't do much of anything. He's got pent-up energy. I don't blame him. But he's just got to pick.
Rocky's the same way.
He's just got to pick
the, same way.
The right time to be annoying.
You should see the scratch marks in the walls that are this high from him drop-kicking the walls.
Oh, God.
My cat is insane. Craven is an asshole for training him. That's another reason why he's banned.
I don't. Why is he training the pets? Why is he training the pets to do this? Like,
he's that petty.
He really is.
Yes, I agree. He's a very petty bitch.
They're moving. I don't think I realized that before. They are subtly moving in the background.
Oh yeah.
It's been a couple of years since I've seen it, but
my favorite's the gorilla. I like the gorilla one the best.
Yeah. Ooh. We have to sort of talk about, like, later on, like, who our favorite Willy's Wonderland character is.
I will say this, because me and Bede and our friend Haley, shout out to Haley, we all watched this together when it came out, and ever since, like, when it's one of our birthdays, we have to send each other the birthday song from this movie.
Yes.
So
I'm gonna
know if people didn't listen to this podcast, because if everyone's not sending me that song for my birthday, I'm gonna be very upset.
Exactly.
And I cut you off, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I like how basically Nick Cage, like, he's been forced to clean this entire building, and he's like, all right, I'll do it.
Yeah. Whatever, I'll do it.
Yeah. I'm going to clean this sink, because I just like this kitchen sink, I'm everything.
Break time.
The kitchen sink.
Time for soda.
You know, as he's cleaning, he's listening to the To Be Tuesdays podcast.
Mm-hmm. As one should. You know, not to toot our own horn, but when I am at work, because I'm allowed to listen to my headphones and music and all that while I'm cleaning, because, I mean, I've got to pass the time somehow, and I do always listen to episodes of our show. Not all the time, but I always listen to our shows back all the time.
I do too, and it's hilarious.
Me as well.
I need to take this photo of Freddy just being a turd right now. Freddy.
I'm gonna play this pinball like it's that lady from Xanderly.
Oh, and he moves.
Ozzy the Ostrich.
Ozzy but not the one ostrich. From Hey.
That's
ostrich.
What the character's name is.
I know.
And I think that although I did think I'm misremembering, maybe it's a Mandela effect, but I'm pretty sure I read somewhere like there was people's like Ozzy Ostrich in this movie. Isn't that like a ripoff of Ozzy the Ostrich from the show Hey Hey It's Saturday?
Yeah,
in Australia?
I feel like we even talked about that when we watched it. We're like, what? Is it Ozzy Ostrich from Hey Hey It's Saturday?
Exactly.
Stop, Freddy.
They're moving again. Ominous building music. Ominous music building. Sorry, I read that wrong. Those animatronics better not be moving back there. I'm the only one who's allowed to be moving.
Now, oh my God. I'm going to be right back. I'm going to see if I can give him something to, like, calm him down.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to be gone long, so don't make it weird. Uh-oh. There's Ozzy Ostrich.
Uh-oh.
Ozzy!
Oh, no. Ozzy, woo! Ozzy, Ozzy, Ozzy. Oi, oi, oi. Uh-oh. How are you stupid?
Hey, it's me. I'm Baby Kraven. I'm a zombie.
Blah!
I'm
no.
So adorable.
Oh, hello, Baby Kraven. How are you?
I'm a zombie. Look, woo, I'm scary.
Are you dressing up for Halloween this year, are you, Kraven? A baby Kraven?
I love Halloween. I get all the candy. I get to go trick-or-treating. I get to toilet people's houses. I throw, like, crumbs of rotten eggs at them. So, where do you live again? For no reason.
I'm not going to tell you where I live, Baby Kraven, because I know that if somebody doesn't give you any treats, you tend to stab them.
Sometimes I do both. I'm a speaker.
Oh, okay, well, that's...
I'm a zombie.
Take that, you dumb ostrich. You're not even an Aussie.
Yeah, beat that ostrich down.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're an ostrich and you're not Aussie, even though they're not Australian at all.
Marcy is... I mean, sorry. Nick Cage is beating up that ostrich like Marcy wants to do to that elephant that traumatized her a few weeks ago.
I'm not going to complain
that
about...
that poor elephant.
Hey, that elephant was a dick.
Exactly. You know what I love most about this film? You know what I love the most about this film, and I think what makes it great? Like, in any other movie... Nick Cage's character, like, if they run into that, like, living, breathing animatronic ostrich, they would freak out and stuff. Nick Cage is all like, ugh.
Yeah, whatever, I'm just going to keep cleaning.
That is a mood I can relate to, because it's like an obstacle that keeps coming in his way, and it's more annoying than terrifying.
Yeah.
When you're a cleaner. Hmm. As you can see, Deputy, I've arrested 100 people today for not committing to Sparkle Motion.
And they deserved it.
I mean, that's the only joke I'm going to go with Beth Grant's character in this movie.
Is that a rotary phone?
Rotary phone!
Rotary phone! Did somebody say rotary
fuck!
Phone?
I knew I made a mistake.
God damn it. It's like Beetlejuice. Oh. You say rotary phone 3 times and then Louise Laster shows up. Great. Yep.
Oh, also, it's a red rotary phone, so it's my special red wine rotary phone.
Red wine rotary phone!
Hashtag yes. Red wine rotary phone.
Yes. I'm very excited now because I would like that for my birthday coming up. I might have to hit it to Toby and Ninja Terminator Tubi to come together and buy one for me.
I think we can organize them to get that for you, Louise.
And also, Nick Cage is drinking those sodas like it's me guzzling down red wine every day.
I mean, that is absolutely accurate. Actually, Louise, have you ever been to Willy's Wonderland?
Oh, honey, yes. Willy's Wonderland. Oh. Willy's Wonderland. Let's just say I saw Willy's Wonderland and it was huge.
Whoa.
It was big, and you could do a lot of playing around in it. And oh my gosh, let's just say it was big even for me.
Mm.
Oh,
that is big.
And mind you, I'm talking about the actual rides and stuff like that. I'm not talking about his dick.
Mm.
But I can understand if people think, because I may be a woman of culture, but I'm not a nympho, at least not yet.
Well, you're only a nympho when you're around those men of yours.
When you're around Toby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. My honey bunch, Toby. He is such a great ghost and a pervy one as well. And I think I'm going to become even more pervier when I'm around, when he's not around.
I didn't know that Power Wash Simulator had a Nick Cage DLC.
That would be the best game. You're Nicolas Cage in this movie and you just have to clean. Also, I don't think he'd be as cool as he is if he was cleaning a toilet that had been visited by Art the Clown. Just saying.
Well, that too, honey. But anyway, though, I gotta get going because, you know, seeing Nick Cage rubbing down everything with a cloth is making me all hot and bothered. So I may have to go find Toby the pervy ghost. So I'll see you all later. Bye.
Oh, Louise. I think I can...
Ooh, we dodged that bullet.
I can put up Louise with more than I can put up with Craven, because I'm not mad at Louise.
Mm. We have to
give her a little bit of sympathy, because she did have her whole family murder.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but, exactly. I mean, at least the brothers Bronson are on her side with all of that.
I like how Nick Cage is like looking at these metrics. Oh, this is the song's more annoying than Mambo Number 5.
That song should have been in this movie. Just saying.
Just clean that mirror.
See, again, this is what I'm talking about. You clean something up, a toilet block top to bottom, and then literally 5 seconds later, someone goes in and it's a complete mess all over again, and you got to clean it again.
Because it's your birthday, and we want you to have fun.
Oh, this stupid animatronic. Why don't you shut up and come out here so I can kill you?
Have any of you actually played Five Nights at Freddy's?
I haven't, no.
Eh, I couldn't get into it.
Oh, I've played most of them. I haven't, like, managed to... I think I might have finished one of them. But it gets really difficult as it goes on. And holy shit, you think you know all those jump scares? Nah, they're still going to get you.
Yeah, it's my boy.
Yeah, it's Matt's favorite.
It's that gorilla from Kung Fu and Titties.
Oh, holy shit, it is! He's been working out.
He's been working out since that movie.
The gorilla would go on our Hall of Fame.
Yes.
We're going to have to start making our official list for year-end awards soon.
Yep. I think Bede's keeping a tally of everything.
Okay.
I'm already keeping a tally, so we're all good, but I'll just have to get everyone's best film nominees like later on once we finish after the Christmas break.
I mean, last awards show, I think it was, I had best and worst movie, so...
Oh, Nick Cage, curb stopped him.
That's what I'm going for this year.
Do you want the best and the worst? And you might get there.
Yes.
But I'm just saying...
You sure to clean up again.
I know, he's pissed off because he's got to clean again. But I'm just saying, we've got Money Plane in the pool, so I'm still gunning for best movie with Money Plane.
Yes.
Oh, fucking gotta clean gotta all this shit. Oh man.
I gotta put this gorilla in the trash.
That's what happened to the gorillas in Gorillas in the Mist. I don't know where that came from.
Well, knowing that joke, I get that. I got that reference, but also what you're talking about is actually a disturbing scene in the movie.
I know! I feel terrible!
Watch beeping. Time for my break again.
Well, if things didn't keep getting dirty and he didn't have to re-clean things. It was like the other week I was doing the vacuuming, and what I didn't realize was there was a blockage in part of the vacuum cleaner. So I'm thinking I'm vacuuming. Nothing's actually getting vacuumed up, so I had to do it again. After I spent took me 3 goes to fully clear the clog out of the vacuum cleaner before it started working again.
Why is he buffing his fingernails?
Because you need nice fingernails like me.
Well, you need good fingernails if you gotta play pinball.
That's very true.
That's the secret. That's the secret to it all.
As your clone, Mr. Cage, I enjoy doing some of the pinball scenes. I'm glad you let me fill in for you that day.
You're back for the dead, or are you a new clone?
It's a new clone.
I'm clone 69. I'm the sexy
Because you see, one. Batch, as you can see, as Nick Cage, I do 100 movies every hour, so I need more of me to star in all those films.
And also, these kids live in the same town. Why did it take that long for them to drive to Willy's Wonderland? And it was still daylight when they left.
Wasn't one of them
get gas?
Wasn't one of them in jail? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, gas too. Gas is very pricey these days.
Oh, it's a sexy arty.
Oh, definitely.
She's a little young to be a sexy Andy.
She's a sexy Audie in training.
I was about to say she's in training.
She's a sexy niece.
Oh.
Yes. There we go.
I know that too well. You go from being that young 21-year-old sexy niece, and then you get older and you're that sexy auntie cougar.
No, the women on the Golden Bachelor, those are pumas. They're not even cougars. They're like a step above. They're that old.
Yes.
They're gilfs. Grannies. Gilfs. Or grandpas. Yes. I mean, it works for both, actually.
I mean, why not? I also like the fact that basically, like, these, I don't know if they're teenagers or young or college students, but what I like about it is they try to warn Nick Cage, oh, you got to get out of there, there's creatures in there, and Nick Cage is also going to be like, I already know that, and they're annoying the shit out of me.
I've killed, like, 10 of them. Like, calm down, losers.
Hi, see, guys, that's all they me. Had. Hello, guys.
God.
It's God.
Oh, it's God.
Hi, God. How you going, mate?
Yeah, did you know that I created gilfs?
I mean, that makes sense. You are God.
I created everything. So I created cuckoos. I created hyenas. I created all sorts of things. Because I created everything.
God, can I get your help? Like, the weather here in Melbourne has been really all over the place. Do you think we could get a bit of spring and you could stop the rain? Or is the weather machine malfunctioning?
Well, I would love to do that, but first, $50.
my beer.
Look, I don't have $50. God damn it.
It's the economy.
I mean, you're right.
I'm in charge of creation, but I got rent to pay.
Yeah. I mean, you're not responsible for the economy.
Well, technically, I created the economy, so I created everything, so...
My brain is dead now, God.
Well, I ain't responsible for the economy. It's me, the devil.
Oh! We got God and the devil?
Hello. Lord Douglas.
Yes, it's been a difficult time. You know, because you put me way down underneath the ground. But you know what? That's why I'm making everything on cost of living crisis, so I can finally take over the world and also get Trump back as president. That's my job for this year.
Now, are you the Canadian devil or the Australian devil?
I'm the New York devil.
Oh.
I get a New York accent for no reason.
Oh, okay.
No, it's the dad. I created you. You know, you do realize that because I created everything.
Oh, yes, well, that was the point, but I'm just truly, truly evil. I mean it. I mean, my these created these animatronic creatures that you're seeing in the film right now. So, also, but don't worry, Mossy, I'm like God. I'm gonna just clever at it and make it extra, extra hot. I mean, so hot, your skin will be boiling off your body.
Well, I'd prefer that right now, dude.
Yes. But anyways, though, I gotta go because I've got a long tail and horns coming out of my head. And I gotta go play around with those and also, you know, annoy the shit out of, you know, very evil people down in hell. So I'll talk to you all later. Bye!
You know, it's weird. The devil sounds a lot like Bede.
That's fantastically amazing, Marcy. Everything is wondrous when you're gone.
That's weird, because we both had God and the Devil on the same show.
Yeah.
And you both magically disappeared, and I had to sit with them.
Yes. Oh, hello. Yeah, go up first, Sonny. Go up that ladder first. We're not going to look under your very short dress.
No, not at all.
Allegedly?
I found some feathers. I can add this to my hat.
He can add it to his wig later.
Well, I'm going to find a new bird to put on top of my head.
Now there's more shit for me to clean up. Fuck.
Oh no, it's a teenage girl. These are worse than the animatronic monsters.
He just fucks off.
I could care less. I don't care about your problems, little girl. I've got bigger things to do, like cleaning up the toilet.
Oh, ad. I... Oh. 35:57. I knew there was an ad coming.
Start Saturday strong.
No, not the beach! Not the beach!
That'll never not be funny.
Beach. And that scene was originally not in the movie.
I know. That's what makes it funny.
What made it funny
was greatest scene of all time.
When we did the commentary and that scene was missing.
Yes. I had to reenact that entire scene for the commentary.
Mm-hmm. We're almost back after this, whatever this ad is.
Car insurance.
It's a drive time ad. Car insurance.
All right, we're back. 35:58. There we go.
Oh, no, not the beast! Not the beast! Ah!
We're just going to hammer into him. Right into the ground.
Right into the ground, man.
That's what we do on this show, folks.
Is this the balcony from the room?
I think it is.
Oh, hi, gang.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
You want to go play skee ball?
Oh, hi. Oh, hi, Taylor Kitsch. There's a dude here. Looks like Taylor Kitsch.
He does a little bit.
That'd be hilarious if this movie actually... You know what? Kevin Smith should make this movie, and instead of Willy's Wonderland, it's just set at top of the quick stop mart.
Yeah. It was called Yoga Hosers.
Yes.
And you watched that when
set
I wasn't
in the same
here.
Universe.
Yeah. that actually could qualify for worst film of the year. I love the film, so I love Kevin Smith, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Luckily that
balls.
Look at those balls.
Oh my gosh, I got balls in my face. It's not the type of balls I usually like.
Oh, you're alive, Liv. I guess I don't have to get a new girlfriend now.
Could he have been more disappointed?
He was disappointed.
Disappointed!
Uh-oh.
Yes.
They just want... They just want to sing you, like, the birthday song.
I like how basically it's like, that's the animatronic that tried to kill me. She pulls out a fucking switchblade. It's like, ah! No, I'm not going to let you attack those animatronic creatures. That's my job.
The cage is trying to just process, what the fuck are these kids doing in here?
He just wants to fucking clean, and they're just getting in the way.
Yeah, between the animatronics and these kids, he's even more annoyed than he was before. I love the fact that Nick Cage doesn't utter a single line of dialogue at all in this film, but I know people out there who didn't like the movie because he doesn't utter a single line of dialogue.
I think it just proves that Nicolas Cage is so great, he doesn't even need to say anything.
Exactly. We feel what his character does.
Do you got any trivia for this movie?
I do. I do have trivia for this movie.
He does say some trivia.
And there's quite a lot, actually. According to trivia, Nicolas Cage improvised the pinball dance.
Nice.
I love the pinball dance.
Let's see. What else is here? According to the director, Kevin Lewis, he describes this movie as Pale Rider meets Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Can see that.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah, pretty much like Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yes. Is it really? That's the funny thing, though, because usually, like, if this movie came out after when Five Nights at Freddy's, the movie came out, this would be, you know, classified as a rip-off film. But it came out first before the movie did.
Yeah, but so. It was made, like, well after the games were a thing.
Oh, yeah, that too, yeah.
It's like when they made the Banana Splits movie, like a Five Nights at Freddy type of thing.
Yes!
I still haven't seen
that. That's another one for this show.
Yeah, I was
about
to say,
one for this show.
Yeah.
I kind of like this trend of basically taking kid things, sweet, innocent kid things, and basically them turning into bloody fun horror movies.
So we're doing the Winnie the Pooh movie one day?
I guess.
I don't know if I want to watch it. And I think they're making a sequel. Actually, I'm pretty sure they're making a sequel. Anyway.
Yeah.
This is the backstory part, so.
Info dump.
Yeah, it's got something to do with, like, satanic shit or whatever.
See, it's the same cult from who made the evil porno.
Yeah. I mean, that checks out. It checks out. I think we all need those propeller hats.
Mm-hmm.
They need to make a comeback.
I was going to say the exact same thing. See, this is why Nick Cage was like looking at the side earlier, because he was like, I do that propeller hat.
Yeah, he should.
I want to have the. I want it on top of my head so I can. I want to spin it. I want to put it on top of my head and spin it around, and I can fly away. Oh!
Whoa!
Oh! Wow.
That escalated quickly.
Well, to be fair, that kid was basically trying to assault that animatronic lady by trying to grab her boobs.
I mean, you shouldn't treat those things poorly. They might just come back and kill you.
Exactly. Hasn't Westworld told us anything?
I don't know. I've only seen the movie.
Bob and Kathy gonna knock the boots.
It's totally the right time to be doing that. Mm. You know, there's no killer animatronics anywhere.
Oh my gosh, this is a great room for us to bag.
I don't know why this is getting her excited where a bunch of kids killed themselves. Like, really?
There's a lot of... Then again, Marcy, we just both recently watched, again, Return of the Living Dead 3. Some people just turned on by weird shit. Mm. I'm the birthday queen.
This scene is weird. Yeah, it is really weird, lady. You know, I think they might be close to retirement.
Did somebody say freak, freak? Hello, everyone. Boo.
Hey. Oh, it's Tobes. How's it going, mate?
What's up, Toby? Thanks. I'm pretty good, thanks, although I didn't just come here like at the moment where two people are about to bang. That's not why I'm here. Maybe. Yeah. Oh, hello.
That's the reason you're there.
You can't trick us. All right,
that is the reason.
We know, dude.
All right, that is the reason why I'm here. But, you know, I mean, it's Nicolas Cage. He should be the one doing all the bagging. But then, because, you know, Louise is into that sort of thing. But, you know... Oh well, I will take any bagging to watch because I'll just go sit in the corner and just continue to watch.
How's married life treating you now with the throuple with you, Ninja Terminator 2B, and Louise Lasser?
Oh, it's been pretty good. I think we're starting to get used to Ninja Terminator 2B just always standing in the corner and watching us as Louise and I are making love. Like it's taken a bit of a getting used to, but Ninja Terminator 2B, that's just his thing. That is what he likes to do.
He doesn't participate at all, he just watches?
Oh, no. But he's more of a watcher. He's like Denny from The Room. He just likes to watch us.
Okay.
He just sits there watching us with his arms crossed, with a stern look on his face, and just like gets turned on by me and Louise.
Whoa, that escalated quickly.
Oh, that kid's just arrived here in the afterlife for me right now. Oh, and that...
What does that thing look like? It looks like a game character or something.
It looks like from Ghosts and Goblins.
Yeah. Oh, Freddy. I cannot win today.
Oh, the cage is opening up again. Oh, it's happening again.
Oh, God damn it, Toby.
You could do that somewhere else, man.
You just got that turned on by pinball?
Well, I mean, how? Oh, wait a second.
No.
He's close your mouth. Oh, sorry. Whoa. Oh, they're still going.
Please don't do that again. Oh, my God. You might need to leave, man.
I think I might have to. This is turning me on way too much. Yes. I apologize.
It's getting disturbing now.
I'll talk to you guys later. Bye, boo.
What exactly are they having sex on?
I don't know. I think it's like one of those inflatable pools.
I don't know!
Oh, it's staring at us! It's staring at us like Ninja Terminator 2B!
Oh, God.
Oh, here we go. Here's the dance, isn't it?
Yeah. Nick Cage looks like he is having sex with the pinball machine.
Well, wouldn't you be?
I mean, yes, but that's beside the point.
That's his pinball dance.
It's his pinball
dance. Pinball dance.
Ugh, this lighting might give us all a seizure. Fucking hell.
Uh-oh. Oh no, it's a balloon! Oh, it's a frog! I think. Is it a frog? No, it's
not. I don't know!
Hold still, I'm trying to cut you in half!
They're wrestling tables.
I like how the cage is like, oh yeah, I could be out there saving you dumbass kids, but you know, it's my break and I need to play pinball.
Yeah, it's his break, for God's sake. Like, let the man enjoy his break.
It's my break time.
Let him enjoy his break, damn it.
Where did she come from?
I don't know, but I don't like it. I think she might be my favorite.
She's related to Witch Bitch.
Yeah, I think she's the fairy equivalent of Witch Bitch. Oh, there rings that red wine rotary phone.
Red wine rotary phone.
It's a red wine rotary phone. Oh, yeah. Get out your red wine rotary phones.
Don't break up with me on your red wine rotary phone.
Don't give up on the rotary phone. I literally have no idea.
Excuse me, Chief. We've been sitting here for about 10 hours now. Are we going to do anything?
No, they don't have to do anything. She's too occupied with sparkle motion.
Exactly. Mm. All right, you're committing to sparkle motion. We're on our way.
That's probably the only way they could get her to go there.
Exactly.
Whoa!
Oh, it's a turtle.
It is a turtle.
Turtle, turtle.
Whoa.
I'm getting a seizure looking at this.
Yeah, I'm trying not to because I'm worried I might discover I have seizures.
Oh, I know I should be helping him, but I gotta finish this game.
It's his break. He's allowed.
Oh, that's the end of my break. Ah, my break's finished. I better go save those dumbass kids.
Nah, they should just get killed. They're stupid.
This is for breaching copyright. Capcom's upset.
Oh. But, like, why are they bleeding?
It's oil.
Oh,
in the sequel to this movie, Nick Cage has to go to a furry convention next.
Oh, God.
Yes. You know, in my head canon, when it comes to this movie, I like to imagine that this film is the sequel to Mandy.
I think it is.
Because let's think about it. Like, how that movie ends, it has Nicolas Cage driving off into the sunset. He just killed off an entire evil cult, and it has a lot of neon lights like this one. And so why not have this movie basically take place after that? And the reason why it's quieter is because he was so traumatized by the whole situation of what happened to his girlfriend. He's now quiet.
It works.
And also, that's why he's so nonchalant about all these evil animatronic creatures, and they're still having sex!
And that crocodile thing is watching him!
It's Ninja Terminator Tubi.
It is.
He just forgot his
Yeah, baby, it did move. Oh! Yeah!
Is it,
he's
is it Art the Alligator?
He jizz. I think so.
He's got a little art cap on and gown.
Kind of does.
He's got an art smock, that's what I meant.
Oh my gosh, my boyfriend came too early!
I think he's got more problems than that right now.
Yeah. What does this place that's meant to be a kid's fun restaurant look like a nightclub in the 80s?
Probably was a disco nightclub from the 70s and they redid it to kids, like, attraction thing.
Yes.
I don't know.
Ah, damn it. Ah, damn it, I'm gonna have to clean in here too.
It's gonna clean all the rooms again. I'd be pissed.
Stupid crocodile, I meant to. You're making my job much worse. I'll slap you in the face.
Whoa.
Oh, look at that tongue go.
Mm. Oh, he's going to...
Go, Nick Cage, go.
He's going to smash him open.
Hold still, I'm trying to open you up.
Ew. Ew. Is that the equivalent of ripping its heart out?
Yes.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, better get started cleaning again.
I got a mop in here.
She does.
And I got to put those all those bodies in the trash bags.
I mean, at this point, you just set it on fire and rebuild.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, add.
Oh, add.
52-50.
Oh, there
we go. Oh, I think it's going to be another quick ad.
I think so. Might just have two commercials today.
Yeah.
I smell crows.
Oh. Damn you, Nicolas
Cage.
Now,
since this is actually... You know, now that this is the second Nick Cage film we've done for the show this year, Nick Cage is now an automatic nominee for the Tubi Achievement Award.
Yes, he is.
Hell to the yeah. Hell yeah, boy. All right, and that is almost over. We are back, 52-51.
I love that clip so much. I think it's all from his... They're pulled from his Dead by Daylight sound clips.
Nice.
What is that meant to be, this animatronic thing?
Is it like a frog with a wig on it?
I don't know. What is it?
Well, basically what I know about this movie, the idea about this town is like the sheriff and a few others... They basically sacrifice people to the Willy's Wonderland creatures to keep them there so they don't go out and kill everyone else in the town. So that's why they always have like strangers come in and seemingly clean up the place. Mm. So, you know, they get sacrificed.
I'm going to sacrifice.
But I mean, they're so easily killed. Why not just like kill them? I can answer all your questions, too.
Okay, so I've just looked up some trivia because I was curious. The look of the crocodile animatronic was inspired by Soviet cartoon Crocodile Gina?
Mm-hmm. I'm
going to have to look that up.
Do not touch Willy. Good advice.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow the director was inspired by Beyond the Black Rainbow, which was directed by the same dude that directed Mandy. So you're not far off with your assumptions, Bede.
Yes. Well, that's why I think like you could see this movie as kind of an unofficial sequel to Mandy.
Mm-hmm. It all comes back.
And it's just basically Nick. And that's why I consider this movie the unofficial third part of Nicolas Cage versus an Evil Cult trilogy, which also includes Drive Angry.
Damn liberal commie Democrats, they took my guts out!
What?
First of all, I had nothing.
No. First of all, why am I driving this car right now? Second of all, why are the animatronics coming alive?
It's those liberal commie Democrats. They just want all those animatronics to come alive so they could vote for Joe Biden.
Maybe.
He's old.
They're all old.
Just like the sheriff in this town.
Leave her people be. I think this is meant to be explaining it now, isn't it?
Yeah, this is what the explanation I was telling you before.
Well, you probably They shouldn't have tried to sacrifice Nicolas Cage.
Exactly.
Bunch of idiots.
Mm-hmm. That'll show them.
Why isn't Elmo in this movie?
Because you're on Sesame Street.
Yeah, but I'm gonna kill people too.
Well, you better go make the evil Elmo movie then, dude.
Well, I'm gonna go do that right now.
Oh, shit, I think he knows where I live.
Oh. I think so too.
Be warned in case Elmo comes to my house.
If you wear this t-shirt, you're committing to Sparkle Motion.
I think I'm just going to get you a Sparkle Motion t-shirt.
Yes.
Ew, that's creepy.
Ah, my tongue!
No!
And I'm giving you this exposition dump, even though it's only your first day on the job.
It's so much, like, so much backstory.
And then this happened.
Oh, yes. And also, the girl who we saw, the leader of the teens, that was her parents who were killed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's adopted by the sheriff. Because clearly, her parents don't have any other family that are looking for her.
Well, no, and she really needed another member for Sparkle Motion, so.
Exactly. That's what the sheriff's doing, is collecting members for Sparkle Motion.
She's going to have, like, an all-out Sparkle Motion, like, kill team pretty soon.
Exactly. We're putting a team together.
We're putting the Sparkle Motion team together.
Okay, what is the Sparkle Motion? I don't know what it is.
Oh, it's, have you seen Donnie Darko?
Long time ago.
Yeah, well, Donnie Darko, there's a dance group, like, for little kids and all that, called Sparkle Motion. And
okay.
Beth Grant's character in that film is one of the people who run that little dance troupe. And that's also the dance troupe that Donnie's little sister's a part of. So basically later in the movie, like, she comes over to see Donnie's mum and basically utters the quotable line, I question your commitment to Sparkle Motion.
So I want to run something by you guys. So some kind of list thing, I don't know like where it was from, was released yesterday. And it tells us what the most attractive accents are and the least attractive accents.
Oh.
And do you know what is number one on the most attractive accents?
What?
Australian, mate!
All right, mate.
No, fucking kidding. Nah. Apparently, this is the most fucking attractive accent there is, you cunts.
Fucking hell, mate.
Followed by...
Our accent.
Sorry. I was going to say, it's followed by Scottish.
Ah, we qualify for the Scottish people. I'm going to be talking with the Scottish accent. With all the Scottish accents.
Then it's London. So.
Top of the morning to you, Maya. I'm from London.
No, that sounds more like Irish. Irish is number four.
Irish. I am Irish. I come from the town of the Irish people.
Then French, Italian, Welsh, and Brummy?
Not sure. Oui.
But guess what the least attractive accents are?
What's that?
Bede's favorite accents are like the top two least attractive with New York and Boston.
Oh. Yes.
How can Boston be unattractive as an accent?
Oh my gosh, it's a monster at Willy's Wonderland.
My God, guys. But guess what number four is? And I think Batch is going to be very pissed off.
What?
Uh-oh.
Canadian.
Why am I... Eh, No, fourth is pretty fair.
At least attractive. Come on. That's me.
Least attractive?
Yeah, oh, number four them. For least attractive. It's New York Take is off, one. Eh? Yeah, New York 1, Boston 2, American Midwest is 3, Canadian is 4, American Southern is 5, then Spanish, German, and Yorkshire. Round out.
Well, you know what? You know what I have to say about that?
What do you have to say? What do you have to say about that? So
give your balls a tug, you titfucker.
So how is it that Canadian is a least attractive accent, but whatever gibberish we speak is the number one attractive accent?
Yeah,
that's funny.
Oh, you fucking cunts! Hey,
you know what the actual real number one accent of all time is, Marcy?
What's that?
It's Cagelish. It's me speaking with the Cage accent.
The most attractive accent there is talk like Nicolas Cage.
Every time someone hears it, they can't help but quiver, shiver, and go, "Wah!"
I'm so sad. Like, imagine if you're like, Batch, saying your accent is not attractive.
I'm not just going to talk then if my accent is so fucking terrible.
That's so rude. Bro. Canadian accents would be like right up there for me.
Hey, buddy.
Well, with...
I'm not your guy, buddy.
Also, shout out to Marcy and mine's friend Buddy Watson, who we saw the other week at PAX, and all we kept doing was say, "Hey, buddy."
You're not my buddy, guy. I'm not your friend, buddy.
Well, I'll say this, Batch. Your accent is very attractive and very sexy.
Oh,
just
thanks,
say.
Buddy.
Oh, hey, cowboy.
Hey, cowboy.
Menage a trois.
Whoa, they're trying to get him into the Louise Ninja Terminator Tubi and Toby the Ghost situation here.
Indeed.
And
I think they're both the female members of this the creatures.
Well, I actually heard that Toby possesses animatronics to have sex with Louise.
I mean, that would make sense.
Mm. And he possesses Ninja Terminator Tubi as well.
And they all wear the wig.
I'm not going to confirm or deny that, but we do wear the wig. Or does that confirm it? I'm not
sure. That actually confirms it.
Boom.
That's
yeah.
That's that was it.
Well, I'll say this. I'm going to, like, as a ghost, a pervy ghost, I'm going to dance like Nick Cage, because that's the dance of my people as a ghost. And also, I'm going to take over the... these animatronics, because, you know, sometimes, I mean, as much as it is fun, like, putting myself inside Louise's body and possessing it, sometimes she needs something a bit more physical, so I have to, like, possess somebody else's body and then make love to her.
That makes sense. Also, how come it's taking them so long to get to Willy's Wonderland or whatever the fuck they're doing?
Uh-oh.
I have no idea.
Speaking of Willy's up!
No! Don't do it!
Oh, God! Not my eye! Oh, son of a bitch.
Oh, sorry about that, guys. I didn't mean to.
I mean, Batch is even wearing glasses and you still got it in his eye, man.
I mean,
stings!
I might have to go to see a doctor about it.
I'll give you some advice. If you want to make it up to Batch, give him a big stash of your ghost weed.
Oh, yes.
Well, I mean, I'm going to do that anyway. But at the moment, I feel a bit, as much as like I like ectoplasming, it's getting a little too ridiculous now. I think I'm suffering from
ridiculous now?
Yes. Well, I think I'm starting to suffer from prima boo-jaculation, so.
God damn it. That's the new X. That's the new X.
It's a real medical term. Why are you giving me the boo? It's not my fault I suffer from prima boo ejaculation.
Do you need some boo agra? Even though that's something different. Whoops.
No, it's Viagra. Marcy, it's Viagra boo. Get it right.
Yeah, but that's just if you can't get a stiffy. Not if a pre-bajua ejaculation. I can't even say.
Well, I'm getting very uncomfortable with this conversation.
Me too!
You're bringing up,
I better get going, so I'll see you all later. Bye, boo.
God damn it, why is he so weird?
So, is it just me, or is the Hispanic, like, animatronic, he's like, yes, senor, I'm Antonio Banderas.
I don't think I was paying enough attention. Whoa! He just did what's the name? On a top from GoldenEye with his thighs. I've realized it's not a frog. I think it's meant to be like a chameleon lizard because it was changing its colors and stuff.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Actually, it's not Xenia Apatop. It's Nicola Cage Apatop.
Oh, yeah. He is like meant to be a Mexican turtle.
Yeah.
Aye, my balls. Where? He has balls? Why would she give an animatronic turtle balls?
I don't know, but it's weird. But also, let's just say this, though. Like, Nick, that turtle is the Ninja Turtle's Mexican cousin.
It might be. She's still waiting for Sparkle Motion.
Damn stupid kids. All they had to do was commit the Sparkle Motion.
You had to start that. Now I can't stop.
Hashtag Sparkle Motion.
Yes.
See, this is why we're going to run this joke to the ground by the end of this episode. Because it's the only time Beth Grant's probably going to be in any of these movies we're doing this show, so it only makes sense to.
I like his commitment to the Sparkle Motion of cleaning.
Yes. And we find out the Sparkle Motion is actually a cleaning fluid in this movie.
It's his cleaning company.
Yes.
When he's finished, everything sparkles clean.
Exactly. I like how even after everything, these creatures are trying to kill him, shit is going down, it's a massacre, and he's like, I still gotta clean.
Even's cleaning the little TV.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta admit, like, you know, Nick Cage's character's commitment in this movie to wanting to get the job done.
I actually might hire him to clean my house. Because then, no matter what Freddy's doing, he'll still do the job. Like, if Freddy's annoying him, he'll still get it done.
Exactly.
Because, you know, when you start to vacuum, like, Freddy attacks the vacuum cleaner. He tries to pull it away, so it's, like, impossible to vacuum with Freddy around.
Yes.
So I relate to this movie on that level, even though he doesn't vacuum, yes. But he's trying to clean and he gets annoyed.
Stupid, annoying Willy's Wonderland.
Damn it, Willy.
Despite what that side says, I am going to touch Willy.
Despite all my rage, I'm hey there. Still just Nicolas Cage.
I'll be right back. I'm just gonna go drink a root beer and play some pinball. we'll fight after break. This.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna have my 10-minute break first, and then we're gonna fight.
We never see him pee though. He's drinking how many in this movie?
I don't need to pee because I'm Nick Cage.
This is his Sparkle Motion dance.
Yes.
This is how he got his Sparkle Motion.
See, I did this dance, and Beth Grant said I should be part of Sparkle Motion.
I'm trying to do the dance, but we keep going to the pinball machine, so I can't keep up. I'm doing my own dance.
Yes.
Actually, I've got a dance. Batch will know this dance.
You gotta do dance! Oh no!
Swear, I'm just doing the dance!
No, I'm doing the... his face?
Oh yeah, the Daniel yeah. Garcia.
Yes! I can't do anything that, what's his
Nana
name?
Nana does,
yeah, he's on another level.
Him, Jeff Hardy, and Daniel Garcia need to have a dance-off.
Right? I feel like that should happen.
What'd you think of Dynamite?
I enjoyed Dynamite for the most part. I think
my break's finished.
I think both shows this week did very good. At 1 hour, 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Oh, not the beast! Not the beast! Ah!
That's an animated show.
And I say this... Crapopolis, Jesus. I say this being, like, very well-meaning, but Tony Khan needs to not tweet what he's thinking, because he's just looking like a bit of a jackass after that, so...
I did laugh at the one where he pointed out that two streaks were broken of John Cena and The Undertaker both being on a show for the first time that didn't break a one rating.
Yeah, but I'm like, neither did Dynamite, so what are you whinging about?
Well, yeah, they're...
1 hour, 10 minutes, 1 hour, 11 minutes. There we go.
Hey, man, you want a cocaine brownie?
Yes.
Nick Cagewood.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
But I mean, it's like you're going up against like their third show, and this is meant to be like your flagship show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't need to be bitches about it. Just make good shit and worry about your own companies, man.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, they didn't exactly specifically say Undertaker was showing up, but if you paid attention, you would have guessed.
Yes.
And it was pretty fun.
It is just so petty from Triple H, though, that he had to pack the show with Undertaker, John Cena, Cody, LA Knight.
It's mad. But yeah, on the other side, you think, like, if you want your brand to stand on its own, you don't necessarily need all that, but I can understand why. But... like I keep saying, I enjoy the products. I'm not going to whinge and say
both
one's
shows
better
are
than
good.
The other.
Even Impact. Impact is good.
Impact is great.
People should watch Impact Wrestling.
Yes, I'm very excited for, I think it's next week.
Did you see Crazy Steve stab Tommy Dreamer with a fork?
I don't think I saw that.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh shit, that escalated quickly.
Was that last week?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I think I accidentally I missed Impact last week.
Well, yeah, like it looks like. Sorry, right. I need to make this joke. It looks like the sheriff won't be committing the sparkle motion anytime soon.
Wah wah wah.
Tommy Dreamer gave a huge heartfelt promo about Steve and what a good guy he is and how he's legally blind and all that, but he still wrestles anyway. And Crazy Steve gave him a big hug, but then stabbed him right in the back with a fork. Like, it was sticking out of his back. Like, I thought, like, pretty obvious that he was wearing some padding.
Yeah,
he was wearing
this
weird jacket I've never seen Tommy Dreamer wear before, but still.
Yeah, I'm very excited for, it's Bound for Glory. I can't even English. Very excited for that.
Nice. We just want to talk about wrestling's been on hiatus, so we have to get our wrestling talking.
Yeah, we have to get some talk.
We can.
Yes.
Has anyone watched Wrestlers, the one that's on Netflix?
Fantastic.
I finished it yesterday. That was really good.
So good. I feel so bad for Al Snow, but that last episode got me in tears.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, he was questioning himself, but it's like, the second he got in the ring, it's like, he could still go.
Yeah.
But it just shows you, like, how much you have to put in to, like, be able to run, like, an independent wrestling show.
Haley J needs to fucking get her shit together.
Doesn't she? She really does.
Oh, and when dude had that fucking seizure, it's like, that was crazy.
Yeah. It's like, you felt so bad for him, and then he just walks up, like, no, I'm all right. Like, fucking hell, man.
I'm just going to say it right now. The most important thing to me in my life are my sodas.
Yes. Yeah. Bede, you should watch Wrestlers on Netflix when
I will. Well, I got to watch that and also like watch the rest of the new season of Dark Side of the Ring because I've been so busy with my 31 Days of Horror that I haven't had a chance yet.
What episodes haven't you seen yet from Dark Side?
I think I've only watched the first three. I think the one that I was was it Billy Graham and his son?
Yeah. Oh, Mike Graham.
Yeah. Mike Graham, sorry. Yeah.
Because
oh.
Yeah. Sorry.
How good does the Iron Claw look?
Oh my god. Yeah. It looks spectacular, but it doesn't even give you a hint of what tragedies have befallen the Von Erich family, and it is going to be crushing. It is.
You see one funeral in the trailer.
Yeah, there's more than one funeral. And especially if you know anything about the story, like, it is one of the saddest, most tragic things. And I think it's going to be a spectacular film, but it's going to break everybody.
Zac Efron's on that good HGH.
Yes.
I can buy Zac Efron as Kevin Von Erich. Getting the names mixed up already.
Ooh-ah. Take that, Willie. I'm gonna beat my Willy!
He is beating his Willy! This is what a Willy looks like after 2 hours of masturbating.
Toby should know.
Yeah, because he doesn't. Hasn't done it for a while. You know he seems to come quickly.
Do you know who we haven't heard from in this entire episode so far? And the movie's almost finished.
Hmm.
Hey guys, it's me, Chad. I buy porn.
Oh, Chad! Hey, man!
There's no porn in this movie, so I've been getting kind of quiet. I've been hanging out in the background, feeling my chakra, you know, centering myself, focusing on my believing yourself and buy porn.
You know, Chad, I think there could be some furry porn out there, and it's kind of almost similar, so you could buy some of that and.
I do have some furry porn. It's vintage from the 70s.
Oh.
I could tell it's Ron Jeremy in there, even though he's not the best person right now. But we didn't know that back then when we were buying the porn in the 70s.
Yeah, we didn't know back then.
But fuck that guy.
Yeah, but the 70s were very furry in porn because there was so much chest hair, back hair, bush.
Everybody was furry.
It was insane.
Look at the guy's mustache. It's a porn mustache. I'd recognize one anyway.
Right.
Oh, he's got the mustache from Thanksgiving.
Oh, true. That mustache gets around. That mustache gets more action than a 70s porn star.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That mustache from Thanksgiving, that has done such a journey throughout this episode. It is like a literal, what is it like, what do they call? I know what it is. It's on the tip of my tongue. They go from town to town. Somebody help me.
A circus?
A circus? Carnival?
No! Not a car. Like a I know what it is. It's right there.
Hobo?
No, not hobo.
Hobo.
No. Window washer. Okay. A drifter.
Oh, almost a hobo.
Yes.
It's a drifting hobo is the Thanksgiving moustache.
Yes.
It drifts from movie to movie.
I heard the song in The Devil's Reject, so I knew we had to play it in this movie, too. Because I'm finally free from cleaning up this piece of shit. It's establishment.
I can't believe this, like, almost finished. This movie went by so fast.
Oh, yeah.
And we haven't had that many ads, and they haven't been that long. Tubi's been good to us today.
So, Mr. Cage, you finished cleaning up everything and survive. Can you start Monday?
Get fucked. Give me my car.
I gotta go to another town and fight another evil cult.
Apparently, I have to go clean the toilet of one Art the Clown.
See, Nick Cage in this movie should fight Art the Clown in Terrifier 3.
They should have Art the Clown should totally be a Mortal Kombat DLC.
Yes.
Yes, Art needs to be DLC.
How about just a Terrifier game? That'd be the most fucking brutal game ever.
Yes.
Should we actually get our ass in gear and do like Tubi Tuesday's game streams where we like try and play games together?
We should, yes.
Yeah.
That would be the next logical progression.
I mean,
yes.
An easy one that we could all play together is, and it fits the Tubi theme, is the Puppet Master game. And I believe it's been massively updated, so I'm going to have to update that. And it's free.
Or you can play anything on Game Pass.
Because I know there's Texas Chainsaw Massacre that we could play together.
Yeah, yeah.
As one of those types.
Mm-hmm.
Good song, though.
We got a clue. All right, little girl, let's get out of here.
Actually, you know what would be...
I guess you can hang out with me.
What would be hilarious if we played, like, Jackbox-style games together?
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll get banned for
we'll
life.
We'll do it. We'll do that on Twitch.
Yes. Because new Jackbox party pack drops next week, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'll probably get it, so we'll definitely have to do that. Yeah, it's over. I don't know more animatronics that are spitting their woke damn Bud Light. Stand together, say lucky day.
Stand together, lucky day. I hope our cousins Tucker and Dale don't find out we've been doing some evil shit.
Then we better go tell Tucker and Dale they better not come here.
Yeah, we don't want them to face this type of evil.
Actually, that would have been amazing if Tucker and Dale showed up at the end to be the cleaners.
Yes. They're the next. They're the next suckers that...
Uh-oh.
Yep, she's my favorite.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Got
blows away.
They Vince
well.
McMahon
did blow up.
They Vince McMahon did.
Flame show up on his glasses.
Where is he? He's nowhere near them.
And he's also like driving the opposite way. How could they be reflected in his glasses?
I don't know. Movie logic.
I mean, you could say it's like the little windshield thing, like, you know, the reflective thing there, but still. All right, I guess I gotta do some character arc building. You could have a soda.
You go have
but don't you don't drink them all.
There's heroin in them.
All right, so all the animatronics in this film. Oh, it's see ya, turtle.
We gotta ram that turtle over.
He's Tito Turtle. He's Tito Turtle. So the creatures are Willy Weasel, Artie Alligator, Cammy Chameleon, Aussie Ostrich, Nighty Night, Tito Turtle, Gus Gorilla, and Siren Sarah. So my favorite is Siren Sarah. Batch's favorite is Gus Gorilla. So what's yours, Bede?
Ooh, that is a good question.
He's just the gen.
You know, I'll go with the crocodile.
The gorilla. I like the gorilla.
Yeah, Gus Gorilla.
I'll go with the crocodile.
Art, alligator. Alligator art. Oh, coming up next, Mandy!
Is Mandy! Watch the prequel to this movie, Mandy.
Exactly.
Also coming up, John dies at the end. Street Trash, Keanu, and House on Haunted Hill.
That's not a bad remake, the 90s House on Haunted Hill.
Yeah. Actually, the remake could be a movie for this show, just saying.
It's pretty solid, but yeah, we'd have fun watching it on this show as well. Plus, we get, like, evil Jeffrey Combs, so...
John dies at the end is weird. John dies at the end is weird enough to be on this show.
Yes, and also it's got me, Vincent Price. Hello there, children.
You're not in any of those movies. You're in the old House on Haunted Hill.
Yes, but that doesn't mean that Jeffrey Rush isn't playing me in it. So you'll have to pick it for the show.
Now, are you Vincent Price playing Alan Rickman or?
Or is Alan Rickman playing me? But that's beside the point. We'll but anyways, I gotta get going. And also, get out of here, Vincent Price. It's my podcast.
Oh,
it's my film. So anyways, thank you very much for watching my masterpiece, Willy's Wonderland.
You're welcome, Mr. Cage.
Yes.
Indeed. So anyways, I better get going because I gotta go shoot another 4 films in the next 2 minutes. So I'll see you all later. Bye.
All right.
Okay.
That's a wrap for this episode. God. Thanks for wonderful pick, Bede.
Well, I try to bring at least something decent every now and again.
might be your best pick so far.
It's how he lulls us into a false sense of security, but then he pulls the rug right out from under us.
He will.
Exactly. Wait till November.
I mean, still, at the next episode, hopefully Colin is back on the show because it'll be his pick, and I'm sure he's going to pick something insane for us. And then to end Horror Month, it'll be Bede's poll, Patreon poll pick. So whatever gets voted in from there. So that could be a good or a bad thing to end the month on.
Exactly. So, so we hope all of our listeners enjoyed this episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And Marcy, where can people find us on the internet this week?
For all things on the Super Network and the 2B Tuesdays podcast, head to supermarcy.com. You can always find the 2B Tuesdays podcast on your podcast streaming platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the rest. Just look us up and give us a subscribe or follow. And you can check out the 2B Tuesdays link tree, which has all the links to the various podcast platforms and for the Super Network and Pop4D on the socials at linktr.ee/2BTuesdaysPodcast. And I am on all the socials and everything else as Super Marcy. And I can't remember anything else. So there we go.
Boom, boom. And Bat, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me every Tuesday on WebTales, the Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D network. Also, make sure you subscribe to Pop4D on its own feed on the Spotify and the iTunes and however you digest your podcasts. And I guess you can listen to Craven's 2B Tuesday, whatever the fuck that is.
Nope.
Dropping soon, we guess.
Yeah, sometime. I don't trust Craven. Yeah, I mean, I don't trust Craven. He's already got Colin, so he's probably going to steal gonna all get of our us other sued as well.
He's going to get us sued.
Exactly.
Not if I sue him first.
Oh.
Yes. Bede, where can people find you anyway?
Yes, if people want to find me personally, they can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/BedeJamine or on Blue Sky at BedeJamine. And also you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com. And also you can follow my solo show, Bede vs. the Living Dead, on all podcast streaming services everywhere. And as well as listen to... And also you can follow the official Twitter account for that at twitter.com/BedeVSTLD and as well on Blue Sky at BedeVSTLD. And also you can listen to the debut episode of mine and Marcy's mutual friend Stephen T. Bolzer's new spin-off podcast from Bede vs. the Living Dead, Bede and Steve vs. Camp Crystal Lake, which we dive into the entire Friday the 13th franchise. So you can listen to that on the Bede vs. the Living Dead feed on all podcast streamers everywhere.
Excellent.
Bede, can I be on your zombie podcast? I'm a zombie now.
Blah! No, baby Craven. You're just going to keep stabbing me and it's going to get awkward. But anyways, though, we'll be back next Tuesday for Colin's pick, and hopefully we're able to bribe him to come back to the show so he's not working with Craven. And but stay tuned for that, everyone. See you next Tuesday, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, You can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy shark do 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 do. Surfy shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.